Proclamation number 3306 of 26th of October, 1944. Humans despite bad will God's henchmen. Worldly guidance will by no means be able to stop an event which has been determined by divine will since eternity, but it will unconsciously contribute to it, i.e., human will is the cause of what God's will brings to pass, even though human will expected and intended a completely different effect. People plan something contrary to God's will and God allows it to happen, but to a certain extent directs the effect to the good insofar as the human soul can benefit from it if it does not manifestly oppose God. Earthly, however, the human being must also bear the consequences of God opposing actions and thoughts so that he will recognize the effects of a wrong will and endeavor to change this wrong will. But what God has ultimately decided can no longer be stopped by the will of men. And even worldly power has to recognize its powerlessness in the face of an event which unfolds without human intervention and testifies to a power which governs everything. Therefore, worldly power can make and hinder decrees, but it cannot avert or stop anything by doing so if God's plan is different. And God's plan strives for an upheaval which is spiritually significant, but which will also make itself felt earthly. For only by shaking people's thinking through earthly tribulation and adversity can a spiritual change be achieved. And therefore God takes people's wrong thinking as the occasion for an event which will erupt in nature. Destructions and annihilations caused by human will trigger forces in nature that humanity does not expect. Human will plans a work of destruction on an appalling scale, and divine will lets it take effect on an inconceivable scale by commanding the spirits of nature to rebel against the human will of destruction, which is now active with such force that the earth shakes and countless people lose their lives. And human will is unable to put a stop to it. Human intervention is unsuccessful and the earthly powerful recognizes his powerlessness towards the creator of heaven and earth. Yet he does not acknowledge him. He rebels against the power which is stronger than him and thereby places himself completely under Satan's control, to whom he was already in bondage before. And Satan now uses him to openly fight against God. And this is the prelude to the coming battle of faith, which is inevitable, in which God will confront his adversary. In which those who are faithful to God will fight against the children of Satan and, under the leadership of Jesus Christ, will also gain the victory. It is the last battle that the adversary will wage on this earth, for it will end with his capture. As soon as he has abused his power in such a way that he tries to force people into a way of thinking which is completely contrary to God, his power is played out, for the action against God himself cannot result in anything other than his renewed bondage, otherwise creation would no longer be able to fulfill its purpose, because then a spiritual being which has reached the last stage of development would be deprived of every possibility to make the final decision, to finally release itself from the form. For this last decision is a matter of free will, which can turn upwards or also downwards, but for this it must also necessarily have the knowledge of both poles towards which it can strive. But this knowledge is withheld from him by Satan's activity, so that all knowledge about God, about Jesus Christ, his teaching of love and his act of salvation is undermined, and Satan makes use of people who carry his God-opposing will within themselves. For this is the danger for everything spiritual, which inevitably has to be turned away by taking all power away from God's adversary, and by a time of spiritual peace and brightest light replacing the time of battle between light and darkness. For God's power is greater and His will rules heaven and earth. And even if people on earth believe themselves powerful because they do not want to acknowledge a higher power, they will only ever be the henchmen of the highest power with their measures and decrees, working in the opposite will but nevertheless being used for the work which God Himself has intended since eternity. For all powers must serve Him, good and bad. Voluntarily and involuntarily these services are rendered because they are all subject to His will. And thus world events will also take their course in accordance with divine will, even though human will completely opposes God and carries out works which are the work of Satan. And God does not prevent them from doing so, yet they unintentionally participate in the execution of the plan which has been determined since eternity. They themselves hasten the judgment which will befall them, which means an end for this earth and all people living on it as well as every creature, except for the small flock of God-fearing fighters whom the Lord Himself will fetch home before the end has come. Amen.